This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com, affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. No! You're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Joining us now on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline is Pro Football Talk creator and editor-in-chief, Mike Florio. Download the Circa app today. You can also check him out on Twitch as well. Always good to see your face. Mike, happy Wednesday to you. Happy hump day. And you know what? Feels like the NFL is getting over the hump. We're halfway through the season. Teams are getting settled in. There's a bunch of teams now who know they're no longer in the mix for a playoff spot. And then there's teams like the Chicago Bears who are relying on hope and a loaded back half of the schedule to prove that they are worthy of getting to the postseason. What do you make of the Bears in year one under Ben Johnson?
You know, it is amazing, though, you mentioned where the season is. We are 11 weeks in, and as I was suffering through, along with millions of others, that Monday night game between the Cowboys and the Raiders, which was never very all that competitive. It was fun to watch the Cowboys offense. It hit me. There's only 6 Monday night games left. That's just how fast it goes. And for the Bears, the test really begins because the schedule is not easy down the stretch. And it's one thing to pull a rabbit out of the hat or some other orifice late in the game against a bad team. To do it against the Eagles, to do it against the Steelers, the 49ers, the Packers twice, the Lions again, that's not going to be easy to do. They can't trust that this magic they've found where they're the comeback kids, good teams aren't going to put you in a position where you can come back. And when you are, if you are, they're going to be in a better position to stop it from happening. So the Bears have money in the bank with 7 wins in 10 games. There's 7 games left, and it's all in front of them. They can win the division. Hell, they could be the number one seed. If they would beat the Eagles in Philly on Black Friday, they'd have a chance. They'd have a chance to be in the mix. They just have to keep it going. You win 7 out of 8 games after losing the first 2, and they're in great position. But the stakes will get higher. Many say football season doesn't start until Thanksgiving. The day after Thanksgiving is going to be must-see TV because everyone who's interested in gathering around a TV at 3 in the afternoon Eastern Time, 2 Central, is going to find out what the Bears are made of.
Yo, Mike, I don't know if you got any inside information or what you think about this, but Aaron Rodgers has a fracture in his left wrist. We know he wants to play against the Chicago Bears because his name is on the deed. He owns Chicago still. Do you think Aaron Rodgers will play in the game this Sunday against the Chicago Bears?
Yeah, the last thing he wants to do is sublet to Mason Rudolph what will be his last game. As a practical matter, we never know how the future is going to be, but this guy's going to turn 42 coming up in a couple of weeks. Is he going to play another year? I don't know. But he has to assume, and we all have to assume, this is his last chance to play the Bears at Soldier Field. Mike Tomlin was somewhat noncommittal yesterday. I think that Tomlin is comfortable letting him play with limited practice. Maybe he doesn't get on the field until Friday. But as long as, and the factors were, can they properly brace and protect the wrist? You know, if he falls down, is he going to snap it? Is he going to make it worse if he uses his hand to position himself? Because that's how the injury happened in the first place. Can he deal with the pain? And Tomlin said that's not an issue with Aaron Rodgers. And can he be properly functional? Can he run the offense? And then the question is this. If he doesn't play, what's the drop-off from Rodgers to Mason Rudolph? Rudolph was actually impressive, 12 for 16, 127 yards and a touchdown in the second half. But Rodgers wanted to come back and play. Rodgers will throw caution to the wind here because it's his last rodeo. I think that right now it would be a surprise if he doesn't play. And if he doesn't play, that tells me it is a serious injury. And if he doesn't play this week because of that fracture in his wrist, how many more weeks will he miss beyond that? It's critical for the Steelers, too, because their schedule down the stretch is no picnic. So both of these teams need this game because after this game, they're going to see some high-end opponents and some teams, you know, like rivals. They see the Ravens twice, just like the Bears are going to see the Packers twice. There's some high-stakes games for both teams. And I think Rodgers will do everything in his power to play. And if he doesn't play, that means it is not some small thing that's gone wrong in his wrist.
Well, we know that Aaron Rodgers, that's still a work in progress, finding out if he'll play or not. But, Mike, I know one guy who won't be playing his team's next game. That would be Ja'Marr Chase after he threw some saliva the way of Jalen Ramsey. And the response that Mike Tomlin gave was classic because that's really how I think everyone feels when they see someone get spit on. What do you make of just this entire interaction and the fact that Jalen Ramsey now might also be punished? I mean, he's got to be punished, right? Even though he had what would be a normal reaction by anyone.
Well, and as it relates to Chase, this is the first time that a player has been truly suspended for spitting on an opponent. The longstanding precedent for the NFL was to fine the player. Even the Jalen Carter situation wasn't a true suspension. He was ejected when it happened, and he was fined the amount of a game check to simulate a suspension for the game from which he was ejected. He still played in week two. This is the first true suspension. It was upheld on appeal by Jordy Nelson, one of the three hearing officers. And yes, now the question is, will the league fine Jalen Ramsey? The going rate for striking an opponent is $12,172. That is specifically negotiated by the league and the union. And I think the best argument for any of the hearing officers who are all former players, Ramon Foster, Derek Brooks, Jordy Nelson, I would say to them, if I was representing Jalen Ramsey, what would you have done if someone spit on you during your playing career? And I may just walk out of the room after that, because I'd like to think that anyone, as Tomlin said, you do what comes natural when someone spits on you. It's the ultimate act of disrespect. And I don't think the league should expect someone who is spit on to stand there and take it or just like point at the saliva and say, look, he spit on me. You're going to have a reaction. I think the league will fine him. What'll happen next? You know, a lot of times, and this is a broader issue that we all need to be aware of. Every week, the league announces the fines for the on-field misconduct from the prior weekend of games. They never publicize what happens on appeal. A lot of times, those fines get reduced or overturned, and there isn't that same announcement of all the times the NFL lost in front of one of the three hearing officers.
All right, so I got a question for you. I want to keep it in the NFC North here. The quarterback the Bears played against last week, J.J. McCarthy, thrown for 6 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, only completed 52% of his passes on the year. Do you think the Vikings stick with J.J. McCarthy going forward? Is there a plan to draft a quarterback, maybe bring in a veteran for competition for the Vikings?
I think it would be malpractice if they aren't exploring every available option for 2026. And I think the most viable one is trying to find a veteran quarterback who would come in and truly compete with J.J. McCarthy. Not be a hollow, you know, I'm going to turn around this car right now gesture, a real competition to kind of force McCarthy to do the things they want him to do. Being drafted in the top 10 doesn't guarantee you anything. It's not a birthright. If anything, it's more pressure, it's higher expectation, and it's greater scrutiny when you fail to live up to it. And he's been mechanically unsound at times. He was very inaccurate throughout the day. On Sunday, it didn't help that there were several drops of accurate passes. But this idea of suddenly figuring it out on the final drive or the final two drives of the game, that's not good enough. You've got to be consistent. You've got to figure out how to deliver the ball accurately to open receivers, or you're not going to play. And I think the Vikings need to have someone available. And look, there aren't an abundance of free agents this year. I've suggested today the possibility of trading for Mac Jones, who's under contract through 2026 in San Francisco, and they'd probably like to not have a controversy there, and they seem to be fully behind Brock Purdy. But whoever it is, Kyler Murray may be available. But there aren't going to be a lot of easy, obvious answers of guys that you can just plug right in and truly compete, not be there to support J.J. McCarthy. And plenty of teams have veteran backups who are there to solely support the younger player. This needs to be a true 1B to McCarthy's 1A, with the opportunity of 1B becoming 1A.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We are joined by Mike Florio, as we are each and every week at this time, the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Speaking of quarterbacks getting their first taste of NFL action, Shedeur Sanders comes in for a concussed Dylan Gabriel. Now he's been named the starter for this week, so he'll get his first NFL start. He was just 4 of 16 in that game with an interception, a game they could have won against the Baltimore Ravens. Instead, he'll get his first start this week. What do you make of the quarterback merry-go-round that's been going on in Cleveland for years, and Shedeur Sanders now finally having his chance to shine?
Yeah, add another name to that jersey. That jersey that goes all the way back to 1999 with all the different starting quarterbacks that the Browns have had. But I was surprised by the concession from Coach Kevin Stefanski that Shedeur Sanders hadn't had a single first-team rep with the offense at any point, practice, obviously not in games. And when he played in the preseason, it wasn't the starting offense. So he's really got his work cut out for him as he tries to get ready to take the stage for a team that has a very bad offense. The defense is good. The offense is just very bad. And you just wonder what the future is going to hold for the quarterback position. I think it's important for them to see what they have in Dylan Gabriel, what they have in Shedeur Sanders, because they're another team that needs to be looking at every available option for 2026, especially since they hold the Jaguars' first-round pick next year. And I don't know that there's going to be a guy that is a can't-miss, no-brainer. That's all subject to the scouting combine. And look, for now, it's the front office people who are looking at the incoming quarterbacks. The coaches get involved after the season ends. But the Browns are going to have an opportunity to get anyone they want as a practical matter. They have to decide, do we do that? Do we try to go forward with Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders for another year? And it's weird. The Browns have this commitment to analytics where they're always thinking about laying the foundation for the future, saving cap space, except for the Deshaun Watson contract, stockpiling draft picks, all toward this vague future that never becomes a reality. It's always about trying to set themselves up to make something happen. And they are. The question is, will there be a quarterback there who can make a difference? But they just need to see what they have in Shedeur Sanders. And look, what do you expect from a guy who had not a single first-team rep and he gets thrust into the action against a team like the Ravens? Let's see what he does this weekend. And it's just part of the evaluation the Browns have to make.
All right, Mike, I want you to give us your pick for the team that you think is most likely to win the Super Bowl after Week 11, and then your pick right now for the league MVP.
Ooh.
Well, there's still a long way to go. So, you know, right now, the Rams are number one in the PFT power rankings. Whether that means they'll be able to go to Philadelphia and win in the postseason, if that's what it comes down to, I don't know. They almost beat the Eagles last year. They're the team out of four playoff games that gave the Eagles their toughest run when they went there in the divisional round. And then the Rams had the game won when they played there earlier this year. And that outcome, that blocked field goal at the very end of the game, could be the thing that determines the Rams going on the road to play Philly versus Philly coming to them. So I think the Eagles, if they can just figure out their offense, and it truly is a problem, and winning doesn't mask that. Winning helps minimize or downplay it. But all the stuff A.J. Brown said last week is true and it's accurate. And it's not enough to say, well, we won, because at some point, that's not going to be good enough. At some point, you're going to have to go make a touchdown when your back's up against the wall. And, you know, I thought it was a huge mistake. We talked about this at length on PFT Live. Dan Campbell going for it five times on fourth down and converting none of them. That's a game where go ahead and give the ball back to the Eagles. Force them to put first downs together in front of home fans that would have started booing aggressively if they played offensively like they had the prior Monday night against the Packers. That was a missed opportunity for the Lions to kind of stand back while the Eagles were dancing on the edge of the cliff offensively. They still have a lot of work to do. That's going to be the key. How much better can that offense be? And here's the reality. That Jalen Phillips addition for a third-round pick at the trade deadline, it puts less pressure on the offense, because that defense may be good enough to carry them all the way to the Super Bowl, even if the offense continues to sputter.
Mike Florio joining us, as he does every week, on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Clay Harbor in, as Layla and Mark have the day off. And Mike, we're looking at the future for this team, and you were just asked about possible MVPs and Super Bowl teams. I'm more interested right now in what's going on in New England and the Patriots, and Drake May specifically, because he's in Caleb Williams' draft class, and also Mike Vrabel, the head coach, because obviously he's in his first year with a new team. Now, Ben Johnson is a first-year head coach, period. I'm looking at this Coach of the Year race. I don't know that it's a one-coach race, but the betting odds tell me it's a one-coach race.
And the loose standard that applies when determining Coach of the Year, because the AP doesn't provide any guidelines for any of these awards. I'm one of the voters, and I think they'd probably like me not to be, but they don't want to give me the satisfaction of firing me, and I don't want to give them the satisfaction of quitting. But for Coach of the Year, it's which coach's team most exceeded the generally accepted expectations going into the season. That's why Bill Belichick only ever won it, I think, the year they went 17-18-0 and ultimately lost the Super Bowl, but were undefeated in the regular season. So you look at Vrabel, what were the expectations for the Patriots? You look at the Bears, what were the expectations for Ben Johnson? And I think it's all going to come down to how high both teams get on the playoff tree. The Colts are going to be in there with Shane Steichen because we didn't expect anything from them. So there's a lot of good candidates. And now there are five for every category. There are five people that we vote for. And, you know, we've just rattled off three of the names that'll be on there. The question is, who gets enough of the first place votes to win the thing? But Ben Johnson, I think, is up there. Mike Vrabel clearly is up there. And, you know, any of these coaches of the teams, when we get to the final playoff tree, because we do the voting right after the season ends, when you see that final playoff tree, a lot of these things that seem amorphous now, the answers become clear, whether it's MVP, comeback player of the year, all of the awards. By the time all the hay's in the barn and the playoff positions are set, a lot of the right answers become obvious.
We have loaded more than half of the hay into the proverbial barn. Mike Florio helping us do that each and every week, the creator and editor of Pro Football Talk. Mike, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
All right, that's Mike Florio. A reminder that Football Talk on the Score is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the Week 12 matchup between the Bears and the Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I'm still waiting on one of these noon games to be flexed, not because I want it to be, but because I feel like the Bears will get a flex game at some point. I know they're playing at noon this week. I know they're playing at 2 o'clock next week because it's the big Black Friday National Showcase game. We'll see how that all turns out. Clay, good job with Mike. Also, are you ready to talk about tight ends?
No, I can't wait. favorite thing to talk about.
It's his favorite thing to talk about. The Bears have used the tight end position really in a wholesome way, both in the passing game and the running attack. Clay has been salivating over the opportunity to talk about all of this. We will do that on the other side. When Rahimi, Harris, and Grody returns, Layla, Mark, they have the day off. Thanks for listening to us on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.